We're looking at the top 10 momentum companies and the leading themes on the ASX over the last rolling quarter. We update the list each day so that we can find the best trading shares. The focus on this list is to find the common theme within these leading momentum companies, because history shows that's where the best opportunities come from. I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finer Market Points, where we connect the leading market themes and the top performing companies for better trading. Looking at the top 10 momentum companies on the ASX for the 1st of February 2024, 10th place is BET, being BetMakers. They're up 41% over the last week and 38% for the quarter. They entered the launchpad 14 sessions ago, and today is their first day into the top 30 momentum. 9th place, familiar uranium name, CXU, Cauldron Energy, up 64% for the quarter. They've been in the launchpad for more than 45 days. 8th place, AKM, Aspire Mining. AKM, 100%, and they've entered the launchpad more than 45 sessions ago, and 33 sessions ago, they entered the top 30 momentum. Moving into 7th place, we've got PLY, being PlaySide. Now, PlaySide have gained a reasonable 17% for the week and 20% for the quarter. When we look at their movements into the launchpad, we've seen that they entered 8 sessions ago, being the second time back into the list. They've been in the top 30 momentum for 33 sessions. 6th place is SMI, Syntana, up 11% for the week and 42% for the quarter. They've been in the launchpad over 45 sessions. Top 5 now, SPX for 5th place, Spender, being Spender Limited, over the last week, 25% and 49% for the quarter being the gains. Entered the launchpad 30 sessions ago, and then 8 sessions later became a top 30 momentum. 4th place is ZIP, being Zipco, the buy now, pay later company, up 88% for the quarter. Looking at the Zip, we can see that they've entered or re-entered the launchpad 9 sessions ago. 3rd place, RDM, being Red Metal. RDM up 31% for the week, 48% over the last quarter. RDM entered the launchpad 23 sessions ago, top 30 momentum, 19 sessions. 2nd place, PAA, Farmhorst. 52% rise for the month, 102 for the quarter. Been in the launchpad for more than 45 sessions, so too is 1st place, FND, Findy Limited. 18% gain for the week, 43 on the month, 89 on the quarter, 97 on the year. Finally, been in the list for a couple of weeks now and have made their way into pole position. But we're looking through these top 10 and expanded to the top 200 companies. We want to understand where the leading themes are, whether it's uranium, lithium, mining, software, whatever it is. We need to have a look at those 200 momentum leaders on the ASX and see which sectors, industries, and themes they're exposed to. First place is autos, automobile companies, whether they're dealerships or servicing parts, selling parts, buying, importing, and the likes. Bit of an overlap here. Second place is transports, being domestic transport. Third place, hotels and leisure. It also covers gaming companies. Fourth place, listed property trust as a whole space and segment industry. Subset of that is in fifth place, industrial listed property trusts. Sixth place, manufacturing. 7th, cloud, being software, cloud computing. 8th is property, bit of a crossover with 4th place listed property trust, but it does encompass companies that do have exposure and are not property trusts themselves. Bit of a broader lens at that one. 9th place, large cap miners, generally those are producing revenue. 10th place, industrial services sector, and often they will be companies such as cleaning, waste management, and the like. Other standouts, international earnings still being a large number of constituents, consumer discretionary and gold explorers filling out the other large number of constituents. For the 1st of February 2024, I'm Christopher Hall, and this is Finer Market Points.